Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 17th, 2018. On this day in 1945, the novella Animal Farm by George Orwell was first published. The demonstration of neo-Nazis this Saturday in Berlin-Spandau must take place far away from the site of the former Allied prison for war criminals, as determined by the assembly authority of the Berlin police. As mentioned earlier this week on Berlin Briefing, Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess, sat in the old prison until he killed himself there 31 years ago, on the 17th of August, 1987, at the age of 93. The building on Wilhelmstrasse was demolished afterwards. The expected 500 neo-Nazis are now to walk from Schmidt-Knobelsdorfstrasse via Sieberger Weg, Malbert Allee, Magistratsweg, and Brunsbüttler Weg to the corner of Brunsbüttler Damm and Nennhauser Damm. The final rally is planned there. The registrant of the neo-Nazi group has announced that he will challenge the police's decision on the route at the administrative court in order to enforce his wish for a rally near the prison site. The police justified their decision, among other things, with the earlier announced counter-demonstration, which is also to take place there and for which significantly more participants are expected. The neo-Nazis have announced a second demonstration in Mitte. According to media reports, it may take place near the British Embassy in Wilhelmstrasse because the organizers are demanding that the British publish files on Hess. As of late Thursday, there was no official route made public. The police have announced a whole series of regulations for the demonstration in Spandau. This had already been announced by Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel, who regretted that the event could not be banned. Every glorification of Rudolf Hess in word, writing, or picture is forbidden. It is also forbidden to play drums, marching music, have torches, and open fire. Uniforms and similar clothes, as well as dark combat boots and bomber jackets in certain colors, are also banned. Positive statements about the Nazi regime or calls to violence must also be omitted. Only small drip-proof candles or grave candles are permitted as a reminder of Hess. The police in Berlin will strictly monitor compliance with these conditions and punish possible violations. Greens, leftists, unions, and initiatives have announced numerous rallies and demonstrations between Spandau Station and Heerstrasse on Saturday morning. The largest event has 4,000 participants. There are also counter-demonstrations in Mitte. A year ago, hundreds of neo-Nazis marched through Spandau on the 30th anniversary of Hess's death, but they were stopped by numerous counter-demonstrators. Works representatives of the Berlin subway have warned of major problems. An open letter, first reported about in the newspaper Neues Deutschland, states that the situation is not only serious, it is dramatic. Drivers are absent, trains have to slow down in some places, and vehicles have to go to the workshop more often. Among others, the letter is addressed to the head of the supervisory board of Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, economics senator Ramona Pop. They are worried that, quote, disastrous developments will occur in the coming years if no countermeasures are taken, stating that, quote, for decades the subway has been the pride of Berlin's public transport system, and now it is in the most difficult situation in 60 years because of decisions taken in recent years. Staff Councillor Jürgen Fehlau told the German press agency that too few people have been recruited in the recent past, and sickness level of employees are high. BVG spokeswoman Petra Reitz stated, quote, of course we take such concerns very seriously. The company wants to talk to the staff committee. The U-Bahn is doing more than it did a few years ago, and new vehicles are important. There will be new trains every month, and there is also a call for bids for a major order. New hires are also planned, for example, in the workshops. Reitz explained that presently there are 12 sections of track where trains have to slow down. The reason, however, is the protection of workers who are installing elevators. She also remarked that there will also be no shortfalls in personnel and technology across the board. Per the Berliner Morgenpost's reporting, Berlin's subways are getting fuller and fuller. Last year, the company had 563 million customer trips, a good 11% more than 5 years earlier. a spokesperson for the trade union Verdi said that passengers could tell that there were problems with vehicles, for example, because many trains were running with fewer cars. According to the Senate administration, there is an investment backlog of 160 million euros in the Berlin Fire Brigade's vehicle fleet. This sum is necessary for vehicle purchases until 2021 in order to meet demand. This is the result of an as-yet unpublished answer to a parliamentary question by the Greens in the House of Representatives. In it, the administration announces that it will continue to reduce the investment backlog beyond the 2018-2019 budget. At the beginning of the year, the traffic jam in the vehicle fleet was estimated at 59 million euros. The sum of 59 million is necessary to ensure that certain age limits in the fleet are not exceeded. Now, on the other hand, the total demand for fleet rejuvenation has been calculated. According to the answer, Berlin is on schedule with regard to vehicle purchases already planned. As explained by Daniel Vesna, parliamentary director of the Green Group, this year and next year, all 18.4 million euros provided by the coalition for the procurement and upgrading of fire engines will also be spent. That accounts for around 100 vehicles. These are mainly ambulances, vehicles for emergency doctors, and command vehicles. Latest delivery dates will be in the fourth quarter of 2019. However, technological innovations, from radios and alarm technology to emergency control systems, are still dragging on. In several cases, funds have been used only in part or not at all. Vesna noted that especially with digitization, the outflow of funds seems to be slow. He expects the fire brigade and internal administration to actually spend the available funds before they called for more money. The Senate's response states that the funds will be used primarily in the second half of 2018. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, firefighters in Berlin have been complaining about high workload and outdated equipment for some time now. After a vigil in front of the Rotes Rathaus, an agreement was reached at the end of April to improve the working conditions of the approximately 4,200 employees. Accumulated overtime, for example, will be paid out from the end of August. A good 350 additional jobs will also be priced into the 2018-2019 double budget, said Interior Senator Andreas Geisel recently. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.